One of the other conversations we've been having throughout the show is around crime, and it was sparked by a number of stories that I've seen in international press, this focus on DNA overseas. In fact, just last week, a 57-year-old woman was arrested in the US because she put her DNA into an ancestry website and it linked with a baby that she'd abandoned who had died in the snow when she was just a teenager, and she's just been arrested for murder. They're now taking these DNA databases and they're taking DNA rape test kits and are running them through the databases to try and see what kind of matches they can get in the States. Obviously, the question is around privacy, but I really wanted to find out what's happening in South Africa. So I'm joined on the line by Dr. David Klatso. He's, of course, very well known as a forensic scientist. David, welcome to the show. Thanks for your time.
Melanie, nice to talk to you again. It's nice to talk to the Rice Girls instead of the Spice Girls.
One of them's normally in court and the other one's usually behind a microphone.
I know exactly that. Now, and hello to all your listeners. Right, you want to know the status of DNA in the country?
Yes.
You've got to look at it at a number of levels, and I want to go through this very quickly, because no matter how good your results are at the laboratory, if the results are scrambled at the onset, at the crime scene, it means that you're never going to get better than that.
Mm.
So crime scene investigation and DNA testing is of crucial importance, and to get that part of it right. You may remember the little Blochlicher girl who was murdered in Tekai Forest. There were DNA opportunities that were missed there, simply because the police officers doing the case were just plain slack or incompetent or didn't bother. So that's the one thing. So you've got to get that crime scene right. Once you get it to the lab, the techniques have become very standard now. We are moving towards high probability test kits, which once they're properly analyzed. But again, in the lab, one of the big problems that we've had in our labs in South Africa is that the DNA backlog is very high. Once you have cases that get through to actually being analyzed, usually they get very good results. And we are fortunate in the Cape in having Colonel Otto, who does, heads up the DNA section of the Police Forensic Lab. She's an unusual person in many respects, in that she's as straight as a die, and she's highly competent, and she's one of the few police experts I've ever met who will make a compromise, and not a compromise, it will make a concession. So she's very good. So we're very lucky to have somebody of that caliber in the police force in South Africa. But one's got to be a little bit careful about DNA, and that it's not the magic bullet that everybody thinks it is. And one's got to be cautious about the interpretation sometimes, and there's not enough time to go into that. What is very interesting, though, is this, is that you can trawl through DNA from different sources, and you can say, ha, here is a DNA sample which looks as though it might be the grandfather or the father or the mother of the crime scene DNA. And that is very useful in narrowing down the scene. So you can descend upon this family and say, we'd like to have DNA from all your siblings or all your brothers or all your sons or daughters or whatever. So that sort of DNA testing and trawling through family bases is very useful. And it's amazing how little DNA you use. The technique is now so sensitive that you can derive a full DNA profile from the most minute. It's hard to explain how little you need. That, of course, produces its own problems because of contamination. And the whole area of contamination, I shake your hand and you shake somebody else's hand and somebody else commits a crime, your DNA can easily be transferred in that way. And we are still working our way through to try and understand DNA in as much as how it can be transferred and whether somebody who does a fingerprint at your house and goes to a murder scene can transfer your DNA evidence to the crime scene. So there are all sorts of areas which are being researched at a great rate in forensic science, but it is a very powerful technique. far more powerful than anything that we've had to date in the arsenal against crime.
Dr. David Klatter, I knew that we would never have enough time. Thank you so much for your time.